Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, if you're in the market for a new podcast, listen, our pod squad are with me this Monday afternoon to separate the gold from the rubbish. And today we are chatting about the X-Files.
Last week, I went to Harvard. I had been asked several months ago to give the graduation speech for the Kennedy School of Government. I must say I was afraid. I'm a foreigner. I don't have a green card. I'm not an American citizen. I'm fairly prominent. And I literally prepared to go to America as if I was going to North Korea. I took a burner phone, Jamie. Imagine that. Not my mobile phone, not my iPad, nothing. I've heard that many, including British citizens, have been stopped at the border and questioned for hours and hours and hours. And I know that a lot of them, from anecdotal discussions with my friends, have been turned around, even parents who were coming to various universities for their kids' graduations. I mean, the immigration officer at Boston, where I came in, could not have been nicer. Obviously, none of this was discussed. Huge sigh of relief I breathed. But wow. I mean, can you imagine? If I'm afraid, what do others think?
Yeah, just a small snippet of what you can hear in the X-Files. My pod squad with me this afternoon to tell us about the podcast. Stylist and journalist Laura Mullett and 98FM producer Russell Alford. Good afternoon, folks.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Very good.
Russell, what's this podcast all about?
Well, we'll give it the full title, shall we?
It's yeah,
a bit
go
of a
on,
mouthful.
Actually.
Christiana Manpour presents The X-Files with Jamie Rubin. Shortened just to The X-Files.
The X-Files,
so
yeah.
This podcast is from Global in London, who have done a lot of the likes of the news agents, the sports agents and stuff like this. And this is one of their newest ones, which is hosted by Christiana Manpour, who you'll be very familiar with as one of CNN's top stars. Mm-hmm. She has been around for about 30 years on that network, doing really, really big interviews, very, very well read on a lot of subjects. And alongside her is her ex-husband, Jamie Rubin. Some real nerds will know that James Rubin once presented on Sky News for a hot minute many, many years ago, but he probably more famed for being part of both the Clinton and Biden administrations briefly in kind of foreign policy kind of world.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in foreign policy, and of course the world right now has so many
news
going on, this is a podcast that is absolutely for you for a very different perspective.
Those perspectives that Russell mentioned, you know, you do, I suppose, you know, get an insight into international global affairs, Laura, but from the prism of their kind of 20 odd year marriage and
yes.
subsequent divorce.
Do you know what really intrigued me about this podcast from about 5 minutes in? I just couldn't believe their dynamic. I feel like they were able to disseminate things that are like confusing and maybe overwhelming, because I think if you look at the landscape of politics around the world right now, there's so much going on. There's so many different agendas in the media, so many different narratives. I feel like we got to hear two incredibly articulate, intelligent people who obviously have an amazing, long-lasting working and friendship relationship, mm-hmm. but they both came at it from completely different angles. You can tell there's a mutual respect, but they challenge each other. And I think that's where they have this unique chemistry that makes this podcast probably the most interesting podcast I've heard in a long time.
Were you aware of the podcast, or had you heard of it at all?
I had
before?
Never heard about it. I'd heard about yeah. Christiane Amanpour. I wouldn't have been familiar with Jamie Rubin.
Mm.
But some of the things he said, I've been listening, and just kind of the way he talks about Gaza and Russia and China. And I feel like I'm learning an awful lot listening to
yeah.
it. And I think that's really important too, because, you know, when they talk, like the three episodes I listened to, Andrea, were very Trump-centric. And I feel like them talking about international politics and Trump, it's things I haven't heard before. And I think there's so much noise and furore that we get lost in it. We drown in the drama of it all and the sensationalism of it. So listening to two very articulate people whose motive seems to be to debunk things and to just mm-hmm. kind of hash it out is very unique.
That's actually a good point. There is quite a bit of that too, isn't there?
Oh, big
debunking
time.
The myths.
There is, and it's also given the space to allow a lot of conversations happen. This is a podcast that's, you know, roughly 40 minutes odd an episode. It can lead to an hour as well in some of them, but there's not this opportunity just to try and get the soundbite, try to get it's going through detail as much as possible in very measured ways and very intelligent kind of discussions about it that kind of weigh up all sides, all kind of arguments, the perspective from diplomacy, from government, from public opinion. It kind of brings in a lot of different things. And there are two perspectives. One is someone who's covered so many things, and then someone who's been on the inside. Mm. It's a really fascinating mix of things, especially when there's those moments where the two have kind of converged together.
Yes.
And suddenly there's a, as we were just discussing outside there, there's moments where it was like, oh, do you remember that dinner that I was at? I was there as well. You do get BDE from the big divorce energy every so often, which is very amusing. Christiane especially is brilliant with being like, Jamie, that's not what happened, okay?
Yeah.
And that does bring a nice sense of humour, because of course a lot of the topics that they talk about are quite dark. One thing that's actually especially fascinating was when the kind of the Israeli-Iranian stuff was happening a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
The episodes that they were covering then had a lot of insight from Christiane, who was born and lived for many years in Iran as well, so it really brought a different perspective on things.
Have you listened to this podcast previously?
I started one or two episodes
I've only actually listened to two of the episodes, but similar to what you said, the two I happened to listen to were both Trump related. Mm.
Trump, Epstein. And,
yeah, that's the second one, actually.
Yeah, and Trump and kind of talking about Syria and his involvement in things. And I have to say, were you kind of feeling that there was a really good measure between them, that there was a balance? Because I think that's what intrigued me. I'm like, sometimes you feel like you're being preached to and you can alienate an audience if you're tuning into something and people just have really, really strong opinions. I think that's sometimes hard to digest. This was easier to digest because it felt more based on, there was opinion, but it was based on fact and it was kind of black and white.
The one thing I did wonder, and as I said, I've only listened to two of the episodes, do you hear from other guests at all?
Fairly rarely. The only one that I believe they've had on was Antony Blinken, the former Secretary of State of the US, who of course would have worked with Jamie Rubin during the Biden administration.
So it really is just that it's the two of them, it's Jamie and Christiane, it's just the two of them, really, is it? Yeah.
But the Q&A episodes, I feel you are getting to kind of, the audience is inserting themselves in that way, and I think the Q&A episodes, it doesn't feel like Politics for Dummies, but it feels a bit like the questions then provoke really interesting conversations between them as you know, as you said, someone on the inside and someone who's been a really successful journalist for CNN.
I did wonder, you know, the episodes were maybe about 38, 40 minutes that I heard, which is just the perfect length. But I think particularly for subject matter like this, when you're talking about kind of any kind of international or global, you know, news, I think it needs to not be too overly long. I do wonder, Russell, does it very much appeal to kind of the news junkie?
Oh, 1,000,000%. Now, it's, you know, you have to bear in mind as well, politically as well, this is definitely a more left-leaning politics kind of news podcast as well. Christiane worked for CNN for that case, and of course Jamie being part of the Biden-Clinton administrations. But it is such an interesting perspective. If you're very open-minded, if you are very interested in learning the minutiae of a lot of different stuff, like even in the Q&A episode, the most recent one, which I think was last Thursday, it's even little things like someone asked, if you got to interview Trump, what would your one question be? And Christiane explaining like the detail of her job, it's like, well, I had never gotten to interview a sitting president, because the hierarchy at CNN is that goes to the Washington people rather than to people like me as chief correspondent or anything. So you start to understand a lot more little detail as to everything that goes on in the world of media, in the world of politics, and how things are done, while also getting very intelligent, measured, informed opinions throughout the whole thing.
But beyond the foreign policy and the news conversation, they're dynamic. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, I live for that. That would be my cup of tea now. I have to say, you know, as a kind of a divorced couple, they have a really amicable, good, positive relationship.
Bitching involved in it. It's not.
Yeah, there's a mutual respect.
Yeah.
They definitely have a base level of a friendship. And I mean, to be able to do a podcast about something that they kind of both emanate a calmness. I don't think there's like a real fieriness in this podcast. I feel like it's more kind of cool, calm, collected, informative. But there's a bit of passion between them where, let's say they're talking about, you know, when Obama, I suppose, was teasing Trump and had to pull out his birth cert at that dinner, and she's talking about it as if he wasn't there, and he's like, I was there. And I love that aspect of it, because I think I'm like, oh, that's so funny. Like, I think he just wasn't the element that she remembered from that night, because it all obviously was jam-packed. But they were so connected and are so connected that I think that's what kind of makes it a little bit intriguing, that you're like, you're feeling like you're kind of Alice through the looking glass. So
there was another funny one as well in a previous episode where it was, so this time I met the Grand Prince or something like that. And then tells all the story. It's like, I know, I was with you the entire time. You know, I think it does bring a bit of a smile to your face throughout
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think if you're going to do a podcast with your ex-husband of 20 years and you're kind of going to promote it and sell it on that basis, people are there for a bit of the insider gossip into your personal life. Like, when that's how you're branding the podcast, you actually now need to give the listener a little bit of yourselves in it too.
Well, if you broadcast into someone's home, I think they feel like they've grown up with you, and if they align with your views, they might feel connected with you as well. Mm. So you're so right, and maybe that's what makes this podcast unique. I think if everybody was just perfect and still married and everything was intact, it wouldn't be as interesting.
No.
Because life's not simple and the world's not simple, and they're kind of able to explain that in a way that makes sense for them.
Yeah.
Are you going to stick listening to it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm maybe dip in more to the Q&A episodes.
I must try one of those. I haven't heard the Q&A episode.
They're a bit more digestible than normally under half an hour as well.
And when you say Q&A, is that questions from listeners?
Yeah, they send
them. So it's kind of like an Instagram live nearly.
Essentially, that's where I think you get a lot more of different perspectives of different stories and quirkier questions. This is where you kind of learn more about them and see their personality come through. We still get a lot of detail, and they're quite current questions as well. And some of them are hypothetical ones on like things that would have happened in the past if like the Soviet Union didn't break up, yada yada, stuff like that. It's fascinating. I really enjoy.
How frequently are the podcasts released?
Twice a week. So the bonus episode is a Q&A, and then every Tuesday is the standard episode.
Oh, so it's free. It is relatively.
It's only been running since May, so it's relatively new as well.
Relatively new. Are you going to stick with it?
Yeah, I wouldn't describe myself as their target audience. I think I just love kind of salacious entertainment podcasts and true crime. But I do feel like this resonated with me, and maybe it breaks through the noise of, you know, flicking through TV channels and trying to find a balance. I definitely will stick with it. I really like the Q&A episodes. Mm-hmm. I agree, Russell. I thought they're really good. But no, overall, I'd have to say I'd give this a 5 out of 5 podcast. I think for someone
coming
in,
we haven't had a 5 out of 5 in a long time.
Yeah, I'd give it 5 out of 5 for the simple reason that I think in this day and age, with everything that's going on in the world, you know, information is power. And I think feeling informed, it's great to kind of hear and understand and maybe make up your own mind too.
Many stars.
I'd be giving it a 4. Sometimes I do find they talk a little bit too long at length, and it loses my train of thought. But that could just be me and my lack of attention.
So. Actually, just on that, is it kind of background noise, or how much attention did you feel you need to give to it?
I would wear headphones out for a walk, as opposed to listening in the car, trying to concentrate on traffic and roads.
Yeah, it does require your attention.
I'm a walker as well, and sometimes I like to listen to podcasts going to sleep, but I don't want to have nightmares about Netanyahu, so I won't be listening to this at midnight in the bed. But yeah, I think if you can walk and you're kind of getting endorphins from somewhere else, maybe you can kind of make sense of what you're listening to.
Well, 5 out of 5 and 4 out of 5 is, you know, pretty phenomenal star rating for our this week's podcast recommendation. We are talking about The X-Files, and of course that is our Pod Squad stylist and journalist Laura Mullett, and also 98FM's Russell Alford. Thanks a million, folks, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.